Yeah. Okay. Let the music play. So we are back.
Watch me.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway, it is Motivational Monday Enlightenment with a twist because I have my sister here with me.
Hello.
You know, normally we do free for all Fridays, but on a Saturday. So today I came over and we're going to do a little bit of Motivational Monday Enlightenment. And then we're going to talk about, you know, some crazy stuff. So right now we're going to talk about, can you stop?
Can I eat a popsicle?
Now we're going to talk about some motivational topics. And so, you know, what's going on right now is this pandemic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been talking about self-care. We can't get enough of self-care. So, Sister Thimberly.
Yes.
Like she's a nun, right?
Sister, I know, Thimberly. Right?
Hello, Sister Thimberly.
Hello. How are you?
So, you started doing meditation.
I did.
Right?
I did. I started about probably like January, I would say.
So what led you to start doing?
I was extremely stressed out and I felt like all of my days were, I just felt like I didn't have enough time to do everything. And I felt like I was running here and there. And I was beginning to feel a little bit overwhelmed. Okay. So that's what's, you know, I feel like I wasn't getting enough rest and it was just really difficult. So it was just really hard for me. Ashley's throwing me off, so I can't.
I am not. That man is playing Gallagher. No, okay, I'm sorry. No.
Oh my God.
What fell out your mouth?
That's not legal.
Okay.
And I leaked it back up.
Oh. All right. So she started meditating in January.
Yeah.
Because you're becoming
overwhelmed,
like,
stressed. Feeling just really tired. You know what I mean? You know, when you really meditate, you allow it to take all of your negative energy and your overwhelming feelings and your feelings of tiredness, you know?
Okay. So how do you do self-care?
And it may be generic to some people, but like on YouTube,
she loves YouTube.
There's a myriad of different types of videos that help you like release toxic energy, release negative energy from your brain, healing and meditation for your body. If you go on there, there's just a countless number of meditation videos that you can fall asleep to.
Okay.
That you can listen to while you pray. Like I do mine usually like after I pray, then I'll turn on my meditation music. And it just I feel like it takes my worship and my stress.
Oh, we have a call in. We have a caller.
Evie.
Hello. Hold on. Let me pause the music. Hello. How are you? Can you hear me? Yes. You can't hear me? Hello. And we're off. Okay. So you listen to YouTube. I'm sorry, Edu, we couldn't hear you. Okay, so that's how you do your meditation, through YouTube. So you get some of the ideas and the music.
The
and
music. Yeah,
like
I just
that.
I'll turn on the music and then I'll just do my own thing. You know what I mean? The music,
yeah.
But the music really helps because it's really calming. And some of the videos have sceneries of beautiful places too, like you're traveling.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
really helps me a lot. Like it takes my mind off of a lot of negativity, and it helps me not get angry as quickly and just kind of let things roll off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps me calm, and Yeah, it just I really see a difference when I do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's really good because before you were very excitable. And so now, first time using the app. Well, welcome to Podbean. It can be kind of crazy sometimes. So yeah, enjoy. So, you know, before, you know, you were very excitable. So I've noticed a change. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I can be around you for more than 5 minutes.
Wow.
So yeah, it's different. Uh-oh.
Cover my popsicle.
Yeah, cover your popsicle. Don't drop it out your mouth and let it.
Wait, one more
have to, yeah, I thought you would offer me one.
I didn't think you said you want to.
Yes. I didn't want another shot of tequila.
If I can figure out how to put some.
Okay, I'm sorry. My sister is. Yeah, she's. I'm at her place and she's doing her thing. Okay, so anyway, today is Motivational Monday Enlightenment with the Twist. Usually I do the show by myself, but you know, I'm like, well, let's have fun since we're all on lockdown and you know, I can go and spend some time with my sister over here. So, we're talking about how we meditate to help us get through the AKA Rona. Is it stuck?
I don't know. Kind of.
Oh, this is stuck. Okay, and I'm also eating a popsicle.
There you go.
Mmm.
There you go.
Okay. So, yeah. So, for me, what I like to do for self-care, I like to get up early in the morning and turn on my music, like with running water, just to kind of, because I'm a beach person. I love the water. I love the beach. Originally from California, so, you know, we love being by the ocean, and I love hearing running water, and that just kind of clears my mind, and I sit and I take deep breaths, and I notice, like, when I take the deep breaths, when I take deep breaths, it's like I kind of release the negative energy when I blow it out. And so I suck in the air and then I blow it out and it kind of like drains you. It makes you tired. But then when you breathe again, it's like you're rejuvenated, you know?
Yep. And so
I'm using this practice like when I get like a call that, you know, I'm over anticipating or like, I don't know what they're going to say on the other end. And my heart
cut me off in traffic.
Oh, well, I use curse words then, but you know, like, especially for a stressful phone call that, you know, you get like those phone calls you get in the middle of the night where, you know, okay, something's not right. Like, and your heart is like pounding and like just popping out of your chest.
Dead, dying or bleeding.
Right. Right. When your child is about to tell you they broke your favorite dish, you know, and your heart starts beating fast. And that's, I have learned to put that into practice and start doing deep breathing and blowing it out. And like doing that at least 5 times for me, depending on the situation. And that's how I get through stuff. And that's kind of like how I get through, do my self-care in the morning. I also like to get waxed, you know. That, you know, just to make yourself feel pretty and hairless.
Self-care,
yes, but definitely meditation, especially going through this time and being locked in the house. I'm gonna say locked in the house, but you know what I mean.
Locked in the house.
Locked, yeah, basically. Especially, do you remember when they shut down the spa?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, we were so hurt. But anyway, you guys, when I forgot to send out how I can be reached. But I would like to know how other people, how you guys do your self-care. Do you do meditation? Do you guys do breathing? Let me know. And so I can share it with other people. I'd like you to, for you to share that
exercise
with me.
Exercise is good too. Exercise helps you release a lot of stress.
Exercise is good. You know, when you can get out early in the morning, you can go for a jog.
Or a good hard weightlifting workout.
Yeah. Or even just some floor work, you know, at home.
Get you. It's actually been statistically proven that planks put you in a better mood. believe that?
I don't know about that because it makes my back hurt. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. But I don't like to plank when somebody's under me. Okay. But anyway, we're going back to meditation, Sister Thimberly. Yes, but if you guys know of any other ways where you do self-care and do meditation, what do you do to stay calm, especially during...
With your clothes on.
With your clothes on?
Yeah.
Okay, with your clothes on, just for this segment. Oh, so Ender said, I just started walking. So far, so good. That's great. Yeah, so they started walking... And yeah, I mean, it can be good. When you walk, you release energy, mm-hmm. you know, and then you come back and yeah. So yeah, walking is really good. That's really good. So yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. So thank you guys for that piece of our show. Now we're going to get into the dirty show.
Okay.
The dirty part. Wait. Ender, how old are you? Let us know. Okay. 39. Okay. I hope you're 39.
You're legal.
And not 16. And you're legal.
Millennium Falcon. See, so you enjoying that popsicle there?
Oh, I'm enjoying this popsicle. Mm-hmm. So I have a question about popsicles, right? You know, oral sex popped into my head when you know, I had the popsicle. Just a quick question. Mm-hmm. Those, what are they called? Those condoms that have the taste to them.
Flavored
condom. Mm-hmm. Is that what prostitutes use?
I'm not a hooker. I couldn't tell you that.
This is Motivational Monday with the twist. So this is the twist part. Twisted way up. This is the twisted part.
Twisted way up. I don't know. I would imagine.
So, you know, like I was watching this special on like hookers. Pimps up, hoes down. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
It's pretty old, right?
It's pretty old. Yeah. Because they did like a special in Atlantic City.
90s, 80s.
It was like, no, it was the 2000s.
I can Google it.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
But it's called like Pimps Up, Hoes Down. And I think this lady put a condom on the man and she gave him a BJ.
I'm pretty sure they do. I mean, yeah, I think they have to.
So can a man reach his point if he's wearing a condom while he's getting a BJ?
Because you have sex with a condom on. So, of course, yeah.
And how long does the flavor last?
We have to buy some and put them on a banana and figure it out.
Where do you get them from? Like, I haven't seen them before.
You could probably order it online. Any, like, you know, sex store will probably have it or whatnot.
Well, okay, is a sex store an essential store?
A toy shop. Well, it's online, so somebody probably got a garage full of toys that they're waiting to drop ship.
So yeah. We ordered from Adam and Eve. Huh?
Yeah, most of them come from Canada.
Come from Canada. Oh, yeah. Canada. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just wondering about like how long does it taste last? And would you want to do it with the flavored condom?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It would be something exciting and fun. I would give it a shot. Yeah. I'll try this about
a Wouldn't it be one. Sticky though? Let's say if it's like what's a sweet candy flavor?
Cherry.
Cherry.
Is
okay,
cherry,
so cherry.
Grape,
cherry is right. Those
yeah,
are the,
those are main
or banana.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't like artificial banana flavoring. I do not like artificial banana flavoring.
Okay, so if it's like a cherry flavor, that sounds really sticky.
Yeah.
You know, like, would you want that inside of you?
I mean yeah. Like, it's not sticky, though. It's not sticky. Like, it doesn't have sugar added. So
No real sugar. Yeah, so it's just like, yeah. Wait, just would flavor? It be like syrup? Like some kind of
just like
flavor?
Something that's built into the latex of the...
Well, it's on my phone. Mm-hmm.
Put it on the table.
Well, it's on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Slide off. Yeah, I mean, you know.
She's telling you not to get anything on her
polar bear rug.
Her polar bear rug that's so soft to the touch.
I'm
about
ready to make another one. I'm going to make like a black one next.
Okay, Ender. We'll see you later. Bye. And he said he had to go. So we're saying like, so you don't think that would be too sticky?
Mm-mm, they're not sticky. Nah. They're not sticky. It's not made out of sugar.
Oh, not made out of sugar. So it's just like, I always wondered about that.
We'll order some and see how and that find plays out. Yeah.
Thank you, Ender. I'm gonna follow you too. Yeah. So those are just one things that you know you kind of really things that make you go just wondered about that.
Yeah, they have a lot of flavors. They have like flavored powders and
a powder. What would you do with a powder?
You just kind of sprinkle it on and lick it off and whatnot.
Kind of like Kool-Aid?
No, it's like a white. No,
like sugar, like that candy, like with a stick.
Oh no, not pixie stick. No, not like that. Not grainy, but powdery.
Powder.
It's kind of like a talc talc consistency. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, little Nikki. Good little Nikki. Okay. So
I like fun stuff. Actually.
You like fun stuff. All right. So how was your day today? Tell us about your joyous day.
I had to be on the I had to call my credit card company. I was on the phone with them for like an hour and 40 minutes. And then I had to take care of some other stuff online. And I mean, everything that you had to once, you were able to once call and check on and take care of, you're now not able to do without waiting 4 to 5 hours because nobody's in, you know, nobody's at their cubicle anymore answering customer service questions.
Right.
So, you know, just really difficult. I spent most of my day on the phone. Most of my day on the phone, actually, from like, I would have to say all from 10 o'clock this morning till I talked to you around 4, I was on the phone. And I don't mean on the phone. I mean holding. I mean like, you know, holding, not necessarily talking to someone, but, you know, yeah, it was not good. Millennial, get off your phone.
I'm not on the phone.
Yes, you are. You worse than me. At least I was looking at pictures. You're
what?
Giving thumb action.
Thumb action.
Thumb action.
It's called finger banging.
Thumb action. Thumb races.
Thumb action. Okay, so you know, I've been watching the news, right?
I haven't. No.
I know.
I've been binge watching shows.
No, but you know, on my last podcast, on my last Motivational Monday, I said that so we won't get too enthralled and just sucked in and have our energy drawn, like limit ourselves to the news like 1 hour a day.
Yep.
Or break yourself up or like 30 minutes in the morning and then 30 minutes in the midday.
Once it starts repeating, you know, when it starts.
Yeah, once it, right, the cycle starts.
I have to let them go.
Yeah, so like, you know. So that's what you have to do.
Yeah. So what do you think about people being advised to drink Clorox? What do you think of that?
Oh my god. So I really hope that people aren't trying to take their Clorox shots today.
Give a Clorox injection.
That's worse than Hawaiian ice. That's in my day, class of 94, that's what we used to call meth. Hawaiian ice. In my day, back when people used to do raves and abandoned buildings,
that'll kill you instantly.
Yeah, but you know you can melt that down and shoot it up. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that, but yeah. So I mean, but bleach.
Oh my god! I mean, I've heard of people drinking bleach accidentally. You know, the kids getting into
or mouthwashing
poison
with
control.
It.
Yeah, poison control. Even with that, you know, you had to call poison control and get somebody on the hotline to help you walk you through. Do I need to come to the doctor or I need to drink milk?
That reminds me of a story. So Mr. Sippy, he had a water bottle that looked just like a Pine Sol bottle. And he sat it down. I said, hey, Mr. Sippy, don't sit it next to that. You might get it confused. Get out of here, woman. Like, okay. So next thing I knew, Mississippi took a big sip of Pine Sol because it looked just like his water bottle. And he swallowed it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he did. And so he...
When was this?
This was when my oldest was like a baby, like before the second was born.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he was like trying to throw up and everything. And like, he didn't know and like what to do. I'm like, oh my, drink some water. Drink. And we didn't drink any milk because, you know, we're lactose intolerant, right?
At that point, it didn't matter.
So what I did was I looked at the bottle. Mm-hmm. And I called the poison control, 800 number.
Yeah.
So, and then the baby started screaming, you know, like he was not even one yet, you know? And so I had the poison control guy was like, can you please leave the room with the child? I'm like, okay. You know, cause the baby started screaming cause Mississippi was flipping out.
It was affecting him.
Yeah. No, it wasn't affecting. He was just, affecting him. The baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't know cause he was smiling when he was doing it. So he just thought that we were like just running around, just yeah. So the thing is, like, so they walked him through. They're like, don't try to induce it, you know, just drink a lot of water. How much did you have? He's like, just a sip, just a swallow. They're like, okay. So you should be okay.
You should? That's not,
right.
That's not
right.
That's
you
not
should be okay.
That don't sound good.
But,
to
you
me.
Know, drink some water. And I forgot the other stuff that
makes me want to drink water.
Right.
God, let me drink.
So I forgot, like, because this was like, how old is E? He's 11. So this is like 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, but they told him to drink water and do this, but don't induce the vomiting or something. Mm. I don't know, but it was something. But it was serious.
Yeah,
it was super serious.
Wow.
And so with people doing Lysol and bleach,
would you spray it? Like Banaka, you spray it in your mouth like Banaka.
I don't know. Like if you inject it, like
how you inject
Lysol?
Oh
my gosh! But people are like really trying to.
Yeah. Oh God, I hope not.
You know, like
so that's people if they have it, they're trying to drink it. That's gonna cure you. That's gonna cure you if you have the COVID and you drink the Lysol. That's gonna cure it.
Ah! Stop it, millennial. You know, like I don't think so. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, come on. We have to...
Help me understand why.
They're not doing this in Europe. They're not doing this in Mexico or Africa or any other South America. I mean, Canada.
More reliable leadership, probably.
They
have grown-ups at the helm, okay?
Yeah. Well, those grown-ups aren't saying too much. That we have there stashed away. But this is just, it's so crazy that people would even consider that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like.
That you would even contemplate that.
Okay,
that's
so look.
That never crossed my mind.
Back in the day, I wanted a chemistry set.
Okay.
Like, real bad. I wanted to be a chemist.
Okay. Where you can grow like gems in the little lab?
No, I wanted like to mix chemicals and be a chemist. And
well, you want to make bombs.
I didn't know. Don't say the B word. No, like I like the breakdown of it, like okay. The, you know, the molecules and okay. The periodic table. Mm-hmm. I was like all into that.
Okay.
And that's why I wanted to.
There's a frog back there.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't a frog back there. And so I noticed like one day I was cleaning. Stop touching my stomach. And so when I was cleaning, I mixed bleach with
ammonia.
No, that was another day. No, with dishwashing detergent.
Okay.
And it like started fizzing and got super hot. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah,
because the dishwashing detergent has like phosphate in it.
Mm.
And so that's why if you ever put a cap full of bleach in your bathwater, do not use dishwashing detergent for your bubbles because that will burn your insides.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and just doing that, that smell burns your eyes.
So dishwashing detergent and bleach.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Oh.
Don't do that.
I used to mix it with my...
Well, I mean, when you're washing your dishes,
yeah.
But still, I mean, there's a chemical reaction there.
It does lose its foaminess or whatever. Yeah.
Well, no, it makes it... but I mean, just stuff like that or ammonia, like that's deadly.
That's a bomb.
Yeah. So, I mean,
in the toilet and I almost passed out.
So could you imagine
that
people doing
fragile body?
Yeah.
Fragile human
like
body.
Putting that. So, I mean, that will seriously, Q, that will injure your lungs even more so.
I think even before it gets to your lungs, it's going to sear your throat.
Gonna, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's, so there is this one guy.
What's up, Bella?
There is this one guy I remember. He tried to kill himself and he drank like a whole bunch of bleach. And so they were able to save him, but they had to reconstruct his throat.
Oh my God.
To where it was like on the top of his chest. So you could see everything going down his body and like he would have to massage it to go down.
Are you serious?
Yes. This was, oh my gosh. Ooh. I saw this years ago when I was still at home in California.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Living with mom and dad. Like seriously. Mm. And so. But he had to like massage it to go down because the bleach had really messed him up.
His throat.
And if these people are being told that they should go and shoot it up and they're really thinking about it or something.
And what if you never
use
the needle? Like, I'm not.
Where are they going to get a needle from?
Thank you. Thank you. You're just leaving me with so many.
You know, like, crazy. I mean, that's real crazy. So, like, I don't know. What's up, Canada? 1, 2, 3. I enjoy Canada when I was there too, by the way.
Go.
It's awesome. But anyway, yeah, like what's up with that? That's crazy. Like, why would people ever get off your phone?
No, they got a lot of memes though. Which I knew they would.
Like, Clorox. That's like, funny. And you know, and after that, they had to come on like TV and send messages like, please, this is not for human consumption.
Right.
This is not for human consumption.
Look at the baby.
Like, that's crazy. And this is why we cannot find bleach and Lysol because of things like this.
Lemonade flavored.
You know, like, this is crazy.
It is.
This is crazy. So,
yeah,
I knew, mean, with the straw.
I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming, you guys, the memes, the funny memes. Because even though it is serious, it is seriously ridiculous that someone would promote that. But it's funny that all the memes that are coming out now, all the different flavors. Please do not drink bleach. Please use good common sense. And if you don't have any common sense, heed to our warning right now. Do not drink bleach. Do not ingest Lysol. Don't spray it in your mouth like it's Banaka breath spray. Please don't do that. Again, please do not do that. Don't even contemplate that.
No,
if you got
no.
some and you feel tempted, pour it out the window or give it to your neighbor. Because 9 times out of 10, someone will need it. Okay? Please don't do that. That's all I'm going to say on that. Because... It's just sad. It's just sad that you've been directed to do something like that. It is high. It is poisonous, highly poisonous, and you may die.
Sudden death may occur.
I'll take my chances with the. I got a better chance with the pandemic than I got with drinking the bleach. You know.
Yeah.
I can live.
I mean, have
COVID.
You ever gotten that on your skin before? It burns.
Tide-Aid.
I mean, like you know, when you bleach your clothes or something, or like this stuff, it burns.
It does.
It's left burn marks.
It's
on
worse
me.
Than Pop Rocks and Coke in your mouth. Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola at the same time. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. What happens when you drink bleach on you? Well,
so I mean, it destroys your stomach.
Yes,
just everything.
Everything.
Everything. So please don't do it.
Please don't.
So, okay, so now let's move on. This is Motivational Monday Enlightenment with a twist. So we've talked about motivation, what we do in times like this.
Bleach, not radical.
We're looking at this bleach thing.
The
bleach memes.
Or memes.
So just don't say no. Say no. Say no to drinking bleach. Don't do it. Just say no. Just say no. Don't do it. Don't do that. You know, have some water, have some vodka, have whatever. Just don't say no. Don't say yes. Say no. Say no. So anyway,
and check out the funny memes too, because they are hilarious.
Yeah, she's all into that because she's a millennial.
You
she
like,
won't put her
you
phone
like
down.
Memes?
I mean, we're talking
but
to
I
people
just want
right
to,
now.
This helps me give them good ideas of what.
Okay. Are. Okay, so now they're talking about doing this. I call it skip tracing, you know, because that's what when you have student loans, that's what they do. They do
skip
tracing.
Or a rogue car, yeah.
they do skip tracing and they try to call everybody
with the same last name.
With the same last name to try to track you down.
We've been called by
yeah. Oh, their last name is Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna find them.
Yeah.
So anyway, what do you guys think about the government, well, or your states, or some people in the country, in different countries, they're now trying to do what I like to call skip tracing. If you come down with the virus, then they talk to you and they try to find out everybody who you've been around, and then they start that, and then they go and
but
test
them. But
what if
I can't name everyone that I've been around? What if
I refuse to give them up?
Yeah, what if I work in, like, what if I'm a cashier girl and I don't know all the people that I've come in contact with? I can't. Is that what they mean?
That's like having an STD. You're finding out you have an STD.
Well, it won't be that hard. I mean, it's not like I would have to come.
You have gonorrhea.
Hey, and by the way, you know, the other night, it sure was a bang in more ways than one. Hey, remember last week, babe? Oh, well, got something to tell you there. Are you itching a little, burning? No? Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Right.
Are you feeling anything down there?
No, you're not. No? You're good.
Okay. Okay. Have a good day. All right. Good.
What? You have a discharge.
A scab.
A scab.
It's a scab. Oh.
Oh, you're bleeding.
And it feels like fire shooting out when you feel.
Yeah.
You said brimstone. No.
So, I mean, that's what now the government is like wanting people to do,
right?
Do the so-called skip tracing. And I don't know if that just kind of seems like it's a way to keep track of people.
I mean, the only way I would do it is if, like, they called me and said, Thimberly, because I was sick during that time, and I do believe I did contract it, but like in January.
The STD?
No, the COVID. The COVID. So if they called me and said they needed my help, I would do it. But I probably wouldn't just be like, me, pick me. Hey, guess what happened? And in January,
yeah,
you've got the record. You've got the information. They have it.
But yeah, but like, what good is that? Is going to come with that information?
None.
Just like, you know, at an office, like, let them know, mm-hmm. like, what happened at your office. So-and-so was exposed
little
there.
Yeah.
You know, just let them know. But
right.
They didn't have to come and interview. I feel like they're just going to take us into this interrogation room.
I feel like,
where were you at 5 p.m.?
Right. I feel like they would put us in a quarantine place.
No, more camp. Like a camp.
Camp. That's what I'm thinking. Nope, I was well.
Slavery ended in 1865.
1863 in all the other states except
but Texas. 1865.
They got two free years of labor.
Two free years. What about the ones on the island?
They were free first. The Caribbeans were free first. Yeah.
No, but there's like an island off of South Carolina, I think.
The island, they were free first.
Were they? I thought they were like left. Like somebody.
The Geechee?
So anyway, I have to look that up. Yeah, I'm not going back to hard labor. Mm-mm. I'm not built for that.
I'm not either.
That.
I mean, we probably get in shape though. I'm just playing.
What? Are you serious? Are you getting anything to get in shape, right?
Wait,
no,
slim,
I don't,
them rocks.
I don't think so.
I can sure sling a hammer.
No, I don't think we'd be.
Yeah, I don't want to get slim that bad.
No.
Get slim,
and then what? The ozone layer is like going away, so we might not even have like sunblock or anything.
Oh,
so
we are outside.
We're outside.
Oh no, nah.
We're in the field.
Oh no, nah, no. Nah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, so her tune has changed. You're out getting my kale.
I thought maybe we can
what rocks be indoors
on the inside,
putting tops on bottles.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe lifting a few boxes every couple hours.
A few boxes filled with cotton balls. You're like, no. Once they quarantine us, like. No, that's
going
it.
To a special quarantine.
A special. Right. They're going to conquer and divide. Oh, yeah. You have a strong back. Send her over there.
Yeah, she got long legs, so she's going to be running errands back.
It's going to be like Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
I don't know. You guys. Okay. I'm sorry. Woo! This is Ashley talking. So I got my sister Thimberly into Handmaid's Tale.
I'm going to watch it again.
And so, like, I had to stop watching that show.
Oh, my God.
Because it was too much like real life. And I was like, I am not doing it. Like, I can't. I can't. It was too surreal for me. Oh. So I had to stop. So do you want to fill in like where the different levels of women?
Oh my!
And which one would you be? Go ahead. Where would you be?
You What's said up, you went too.
You thought it.
You wanted to do it as well. So yeah, so
I'll do it for free.
Okay. No.
Okay.
I'll do it for my freedom. So okay,
free and freedom.
Okay. So what is that fragrance you're wearing? It's very enchanting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's called what is it called?
It's spicy, but yet
it's for nighttime. It's for the club.
Nighttime. The club. Wait, hold up.
It's for a woman of the night.
Oh.
Lady of the evening.
How about to say after five?
No, a woman of the night.
Oh, okay.
And it's called
hooker.
So it's in the hooker section.
Hooker section.
Okay. And
by the condoms and the
it's in the hooker section, in the adult section. What is it? Because they have it for men too. It's like the gold bullet, and then there's a working one too. Like a day worker.
But it smells like spicy, like I think Sienna.
No.
And then it's sweet.
What is that? Oh my God.
Can you Google it?
You know, I'm gonna call Mississippi real quick.
So okay. So tell about Handmaid. So Handmaid's Tale. So my sister was saying that, too depressing and it's too surreal. It wasn't surreal for me because I already had my little plan. If I couldn't escape,
tell the different levels of the women though.
Okay, so yeah, so it was horrible. So let me just give a little bit of background. If you haven't seen it, please watch it. So, like, first of all, they just started with the women. You know, the women couldn't have control of their own money. So the two main ladies of the story went to like Starbucks and they used their credit cards, but their money had been frozen because a woman can no longer have control of her own money. You know, she can't have her money in the bank. I still want to know what happened to all the women's money. So they took their money. And if, you know, 9 times out of 10, if you control the money, then you're reliant on someone else. So the women had the men that were in their lives had to control them, had control of their money. So me being single, my dad would have to be in control of all of my money, all of my property, and pretty much everything that I owned. So that really bites. That totally bites. So they kidnapped all the women, put them in camps, trained them. And some of them went to be handmaids, which were women that lived with a husband and a wife in this society called Gilead. And they were the ones that had the babies for the family. Yes, you heard me right. Husband and wife. And then they had the woman, the handmaid, that had the baby for the husband and wife. Then there were the Jezebels that worked in the brothel. Then there were the Econo wives that married women of low station, and they were just super duper plain. They were like gray, and they just looked like a big cloud all day.
Back.
I'm not finished. Okay. And then so it was handmaids, Jezebels, Econo wives. Oh, the aunts. Oh, they were horrible. They were the ones that trained the women for their special station. You know, well, you're gonna be this, and that. They were horrible. They were like the Uncle Tom's of them. They were women, but they were traitors. They were horrible. They trained the women, you know, just first of all, they belittled them and just beat all of the self-esteem that they had out of them so that all they could think about was, okay, this is my station. I can never, you know, aspire to do anything else.
Nothing.
So what was it? And then who else was it?
The Martha.
Oh, the Marthas. Oh my gosh, the Marthas. They were like the women. They might have been CEOs of a Fortune 500 company back in their time, but now they worked in the kitchen. And when I tell you they worked from sun up to sundown, they were like the maid and the cook, and they cleaned up too. So it was just so you had five choices, right?
Yeah.
Martha,
Jezebel,
Econo wife,
Econo,
handmaiden, and aunt.
Handmaiden.
Oh, and then aunt, wife. And then
the commander's
wives. Yeah. So all of these were pretty much a very low station. You could make your own, even if you were the commander's wife. So like the commander's wives, they were married to very prominent men and they lived in big houses, but they still got treated like crap too. They had no voices of their own and they had to wear these horrible teal dresses and wear their hair back. And no women were allowed to wear makeup, which I thought was just an atrocity within itself. But
I know, right? If I couldn't put on my eyebrows and
eyelashes,
like,
make
well, I don't wear eyelashes, but like my eyeliner, like my eyebrows, my eyeliner,
my hair. It was just horrible. So I don't know what point they were trying to. Oh, the Jezebels, they could wear makeup.
Oh well, I'd
yeah.
be Jezebel.
I would, and I would probably
I'd be a pretty little Jezebel.
I'd be a Jezebel, and because I know
wise,
because I know that I could probably come up on some guy. That would actually, you know, I could entice, I will say, I would entice him with my feminine wiles to give me my freedom to Canada.
I would build a pole.
Everything is government issued.
I have all the commanders.
You couldn't. You could only do, so that was even regulated. You didn't get a break. You didn't get two bathroom breaks in an hour. Yeah. And all the Jezebels slept like in a row, like in a room with like a whole bunch of cots. So
what,
like
what? Like oh who was that? Like Annie? Like it's the hard
like
knock.
Yes, yes.
It's the hard knock life. Yep.
Now for if they had us. A man, you know, take them to the nice hotel rooms upstairs, they could stay with them as long as the man was there. But when it was over, you had to come back down to your cot. And all their little cute little sexy outfits, government issued. Like if it was fishnet stockings and a mini skirt, that was government issued. High heels, everything was, you couldn't buy anything. There was no going on Amazon. I'm about to order these cute little shoes or no. Government issued.
So it was like a horrible bunny ranch.
Yeah. Yeah. A strict bunny ranch.
Strict bunny ranch. That strict and bunny ranch doesn't even go together.
Don't go together.
No, that doesn't even go. Yep. Like that's not even cool.
Yeah.
Like, no.
And they didn't have cash. You notice that? They didn't have cash the way we exchange currency from one person to another. They had like coupons and I figured out why they did like the grocery. You saw the grocery store where it had like a couple of cans of this, yeah. And they'd be like all excited. Oh, today we had chocolate in the store. It's because not the whole country was not under Gilead. Some states were still fighting that, so some states were good. They didn't want that, and they were trying to take them over. So if you're fighting with your fellow states, you're not going to get cow milk from the farmer in Illinois if in Indiana you practice Gilead and they don't.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to find your own sources from other Gilead places that have farm. You know what I mean? Nobody, yeah. They weren't friends with, like say Virginia and Maryland weren't both under Gilead.
They're from D.C.
Right. Or Pennsylvania. We have to get milk from Pennsylvania or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So that's why it was like only, you go to, they had maybe like 10 cans of this. It wasn't like a stocked grocery store. And they had these little, you remember when you learn how to count money? Those little plastic paper, little plastic pennies?
Yeah.
That's what their money kind of looked like to me. But it wasn't like dollar bills. And all the little handmaidens got to go to the grocery. That was their outing. And they thought they were really doing them a favor, you know, letting them go. Oh, you go to the market. Really? That's the highlight of my day?
So for those of you that have just popped in, Thimberly really goes off because she got into handmaidens.
That show was.
We talked about meditation, how to get through this, whatever comes to our mind. And it was, this was the government deal and like how the Handmaid's Tale was just too much like real life, like what's going on, like suspending the Constitution and all that stuff.
I'm the Harriet Tubman of Gilead. I'm leading some women out of there.
Like way too much. I had to stop watching it.
I soldiered on.
Yeah,
I watched. I binged it. I couldn't.
She finished it, and I was.
And I'm waiting
like,
for season four, but now it's gonna be released late because you know
because the
writer. Nobody's filming. Yeah.
Oh, they're not filming?
I think it's already, from what it looked like they were already filmed. They said they were just going to release it later in the fall. So I don't know. I don't know what season it was normally released in. So I'm waiting because she got June. She got like 75 kids out. She sneaked them on a plane and all they had was rocks. They would call the guy and then they throw rocks at him. And that's how they overtook the guy. And then while he was hiding from the rocks, they sneaked them in the plane.
Yeah. So
it was good.
I don't know. It's this is just this whole thing is just like so surreal, and then it's just turning more like The Handmaid's Tale.
We got
Tale.
Running in our blood.
Okay.
They should have let me play Harriet.
Wow,
I would have been good.
Let's all move to Switzerland.
Right? Should have been Julia Roberts. Remember they said they want Julia Roberts to play Harriet Tubman.
What?
Oh, yes.
Okay, she's tripping out. I'm sorry. She's tripping out.
Because Harriet has been in the making for a minute. It was like, oh, my gosh.
How would they have the pretty woman?
I guess she was going to have that thing on her head. I can show you that as proof. Julia, they were trying to pitch.
Here we go.
They were trying to pitch Julia Roberts as Harriet Tubman. Yeah.
Okay. So as she looks for that, we're moving on because that just completely blows mess your mind up.
Yeah.
How are you guys? See? We're good. Julia Roberts as Harriet Tubman was a racist idea, but that's quite common in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, just like the Kung Fu guy, he was an Asian. The one that was found bound in Thailand.
Oh, Mr.
David Carradine.
Carradine, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was a Kung Fu. I really thought he was Asian growing up.
Or at least half Asian.
Yeah. I really thought he was. No. No. You know, his brother was the one, Nerds. Remember that movie? He was like the main character.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's his brother. Like, wow. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So how are you guys? We're doing good. We're just talking about, you know, some crazy stuff that's going on. Today is Motivational Monday with a twist. You guys, you missed our motivational section. So now we are on the twisting part. And we began talking about flavored condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to rewind to listen to that. And then we started talking about just different stuff, whatever popped into our head. Oh, skip tracing, you know.
And then telling people not to drink the bleach.
Oh, don't drink. Remember, do not drink the bleach. That's not good. Please don't. Please do not. Do not.
Use your common sense. And if you don't have any common sense, take heed to our warning, our special warning, our special PSA to you.
Yes, we would never tell you anything.
Don't. Yeah. I'm certainly not going to tell you to drink the bleach. Oh, my God. No. Please don't.
I mean, I'd tell you to take like a shot of vodka or something, you know, and not drive, of course. But I would never tell you to do that.
Someone very irresponsible would tell you to drink.
So please don't do
wink,
that.
Wink, wink.
Don't do that. We care about you. We love you. We want you to be here. So please don't do it.
Yeah, that's toxic and poison.
Yeah, so don't do it.
Anything that has a poison control number on the back.
The only things that should be mixed together is Sprite and vodka.
Ew.
Well, for me, gin, that's awesome. What's your gin and pineapple? Okay, but no bleach.
Please don't do that.
Use that to, you know, to clean.
I'm not even gonna feel sorry for you because you're just being dumb.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, I might call the police for you, but I'm not gonna stay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure you know they get you, but I'm not gonna send you a card because you were just being dumb on that.
So during these times, how are single people meeting other people during, you know, the quarantine? Because it's not like you can go to the club or go out and do some speed dating.
Dating sites are probably hot right now.
I read this little article and said, oh, what topic are we discussing? We're just anything that bouncing. Pops into our heads.
Bouncing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're bouncing from topic to topic. But right now I'm talking about Zooming. No, they're talking about Zooming.
Zoom
that's what the new dating thing is
Zoom
called.
Dates, right? Yeah, yeah, doing Zooming. Them on Zoom. You know Zoom means.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's the echo. It's always an echo, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Zooming.
And then everybody tries to talk this out at the same time.
Like what? What did you say?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to mute you. Right. Let me mute you.
That's my whole meeting.
I have to mute you guys because. Who's talking in the background? We use Microsoft Teams, okay, right? At my job.
Okay.
And this kid was like, Mom, I'm ready to take my shower now. I was like, you know, you should have been on mute.
Yes, it's more than five people.
I never put the camera on. And
oh, you don't? We have no, to.
I don't put the camera on. Oh. And I don't put the microphone on. So,
oh.
So I turn the volume. So I walk back over to the computer. Uh-huh. And I say, excuse me, I have a question. And, you know, okay, Ashley, okay. What's your question?
Right.
But no, I mean, what do you need to see me for? And plus, girl, half the time I'm looking cuckoo-ca-choo.
I put on makeup for my Zoom meetings. I do my hair, my eyes. Yes.
Like, if it's for my job and it's in the morning, like, sometimes I really don't feel like doing it. Yeah. They don't have to see me. Like, you see my name. It's on the side. Girl. What do you need to see my face for?
No.
I'm there.
Our Zooms, we have to be on the doggone camera. Yes.
Well, we need to do like the Jetsons and put like a whole face mask on.
Right, right.
So. I don't know if you guys remember that. Zoom data. Oh yeah, people were stealing people's like their information from Zoom or something. You guys remember that?
Oh no.
Yeah, they were like stealing like I guess like info. I don't know. Hmm. It depends on how big your company is.
Oh, it's in my team leader's name. So
yeah. Yeah. So
whoever saw it,
it's on them, not you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it just all depends on like how big your company is. And then like if you have like so many people
right
on your platform or I guess using,
yeah,
then you know you have to pay for it. But for the most part it should be free.
Yeah.
So like if you want to do your own class or something.
It's all shoddy. I mean, it's really shoddy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
echoing and
then it's like you see somebody like in a frozen pose,
yeah,
like, and they're like making a crazy face, yeah. So it's like, like, oh my gosh,
frozen, like,
oh.
And then you walk away, like, where'd she go?
And then you pop on,
yeah.
And like, because
can I go to the restroom
when your internet? But when your internet is like slow, it's like. You pop up,
yeah,
and then you're going, oh, they're going, and it's like you're popping again, like a ghost.
And then for like 5 minutes, I can't hear when I first, because I'm still tinkering how to figure out the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just block it. But Microsoft Teams isn't, you know, too much better.
It's not better?
So, I mean, you still like, I think it all depends on your internet. But everybody's on internet now, so it's gonna be pretty.
But they said Xfinity said that they increased our speeds during this time. That's what they said.
Well, we pay enough.
I'm telling
you. I don't even have premium channels, and Xfinity's charging me like almost $200. How much did you guys' cable? Yes. Yes. My cable bill used to be like $89 when I first got it.
Mine too, $79. Yeah. And I had HBO.
Yeah. I've never had it.
I have to have it.
You know,
like, yeah.
Since we've been out, I've been watching the Charge channel a lot because it plays Knight Rider. We have a whole lineup, you guys.
I mean,
we have
Chips.
No, let's start.
Okay.
Because first of all, like the Total Gym. No.
Okay.
The Total Gym, the infomercials are on.
In the morning?
Yeah, so we go to Cozy. And so for Cozy channel, it's like the Bionic Woman.
Okay.
So she comes on early, like 7-8 in the morning, right? They want that.
They don't know nothing of this century.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. My children are like such 80s babies. Like they love the 80s.
They're gonna be hanging out with people in their 50s when they teenagers. 50s and 60s. Remember that episode of, you know? Oh yeah.
Oh no, okay, I'm gonna get back to that story. Okay. But like, okay, oh look, like, David Hasselhoff. Oh, we're talking about Knight Rider.
The Hoff.
So like, okay, so then first we watch the Bionic Woman,
uh-huh,
and then we watch a part of the $6 Million Man.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then so like after that time, it's about like 8 or 9, then we go up to Charge Channel.
Okay.
And Magnum PI is on. So we watch Magnum run around these little hot shorts with these super long legs. And so, I mean, we watch Magnum so much. My kids are like, Mommy, we like Knight Rider better than Magnum because he always has a woman in his bed.
Oh my God. Is that what they
said? Yes.
Hello. He was gorgeous.
He looks better now, older than he does.
Blue Bloods.
Yeah, he looks better now.
He looks good. Yeah, he does
look
good.
And me and my films. Yes. Hasselhoff.
So what? I'm sure they like the talking car.
So then, yeah, because like we binge watch Knight Rider. Like that's they love Knight Rider. Yeah. Like we're like, who do you like better, Magnum or Knight Rider? They, and they'll say Knight Rider.
Okay.
And so after Knight Rider, then Chips comes on. So then we said, thank you.
You don't need a TV guy. You just tune in.
Right, right. So if you're watching Charge Channel, you can get all the good shows. And so then we watched Chips.
I didn't even know that show existed. That channel existed until I came
I
over.
I didn't either, right?
And then you stumble upon it by accident?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it had Knight Rider. Okay. It had Magnum. It had Knight Rider. It's so funny because
I like the
we were in the other room and we heard the kids like humming the theme song as it was coming on. It's crazy. So then look at this. Look, it says David Hasselhoff. He has a little face and everything. He's like in all of my films. All right, we're coming to Germany to look for you. Yeah, so Wonder Woman. We caught that today. Yeah. That's on it's like it wasn't on Cozy, but it was on one of those channels.
Cause we watched it one day.
Wonder Woman, another show came on after that.
I love all those shows.
And my kids were like, Mommy, that's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
It came out 1977.
Yeah.
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 And that was probably like the second season.
Probably so.
Yeah, so when we watched it, they were reruns.
Oh.
Not me. No, yeah.
Yeah, you
were not you.
Yeah.
But how you wouldn't have remembered it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have age two or so. I thought that was they were making it right then and there.
Oh, don't get back the Incredible Hulk.
David Banner.
Wasn't that music so sad? Like when I used to watch that when I was small,
it was sad.
I used to feel like crying all the time when he'd be like trying to throw a ride.
He always had to leave town.
After he helped somebody, stop it, you monster.
You wouldn't like me if I'm angry.
You know, like it was so sad.
Imagine what he's spending clothes, though.
Well, I mean, if he had some stretchy material, it would have been better.
I think he hoped out of all of them.
You know, like
that's what I say if I'm getting too big for something.
You're hulking out of me. You're just gonna pull it forward and hulk out of me.
Make one move, I'm gonna hulk out. I mean, I'm getting too fast.
Then, what about Superman? No, there weren't any Superman shows. There's Batman.
The cartoon. Oh, POW.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh yeah, the kids will watch that.
Yeah. I can't watch you. But then I do like it because I like Meredith Burgess as the Penguin, and I like Eartha Kitt as Catwoman, and I like Batgirl, and whoever guy played the Joker was those were pretty good.
Yeah, those were good. Yeah, those were good. We could watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they like Batman Beyond?
What's a cartoon?
Batman Beyond is on Cartoon Network.
Oh, they're not allowed to watch that.
They can't watch Cartoon Network?
No.
Why?
Because some of those cartoons are not for kids.
Oh, yeah, they are. Well, you just have to see. Because they show not Thundercat. What's that one with the, with Skeletor. Which one was
He-Man.
That?
He-Man.
Girl, they show
He-Man. We watched He-Man like yesterday, like all of season one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they made swords and shields.
Oh, okay.
They were watching He-Man.
I remember every day. That was my cartoon. That was my after school cartoon. He-Man.
He-Man and She-Ra. Oh, we're watching G.I. Joe too.
And what's the one with Chitara? Chitara?
She-Ra?
She was Chitara.
Sheena?
I think. No.
What, is it a real show or
no,
cartoon?
No, she might have been on He-Man. Chitara. She was like a cheetah, but she was Chitara.
Oh, that's probably She-Ra.
Okay.
It's probably She-Ra. Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking Thundercats.
Maybe Thundercats.
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 Oh, that a lot.
Yeah.
You like Thundercats.
I was little when that came on. Every Saturday morning.
Yep.
Yeah. And then remember that car, Pole Position? The boy would turn into a car when he got too hot. Was that called Pole Position?
I don't remember that one.
How many guys watch those old
Herbie
cartoons?
And the Love Bug.
No. Really? That wasn't a cartoon. Oh. That was a movie.
But it was a car.
Okay.
He was a man.
So my sister
a man.
She's a lot older
it's
than
a man.
Me.
It's a man.
No, it wasn't a man. It wasn't a man. No. Oh my
it's
god.
A man, damn it.
It's a man. No, it wasn't a man. It wasn't a man. Okay, anyway.
I'm about to just call. Not a COVID cop.
Yeah.
Pole, I don't remember that.
You don't remember pole position, the cartoon.
It was a game pole position.
Yeah, it was a game, but I can't remember, like, but there was one when the boy would get too hot and he would turn into like a red car. You remember the littles?
We are the littles.
Okay, guys, we're showing our age, right?
And we traveled to and from. Yeah, I love it. And Slick was the turtle they used to ride on. Oh my god.
Slick.
That was the turtle's name.
I don't remember the turtle.
You don't remember the turtle, Slick? That I don't was remember their turtle.
I don't remember the turtle.
They ride his back with a saddle.
Transformers. You weren't into Transformers.
No, not really.
I was little when that came out. Yeah. Like 84. You were like in middle school
already.
Yeah, I was.
No, 84 was in high school. Freshman in high school.
Really?
Yeah,
because
84 to 88.
Dang, she's
old. You're not far behind.
I'm 6 years younger.
Don't get excited.
I'm 6 years younger.
Don't get excited.
Transformers.
Oh my goodness, guys.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's a man.
It's a man. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So you guys, what's up, Sean? We're here with the Hoth. Love you, showman. Autobots, roll out, right? Oh my gosh. So you know Optimus Prime is making money off his voice. Because he did the movies.
It's Denzel Jones?
Are you? Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. She said, okay.
Who is the voice?
She said James Earl Jones is the voice. Oh my gosh.
Who is the voice?
James Earl Jones is the voice of Darth Vader.
And a couple of others too.
He wasn't Optimus Prime.
Who's the Optimus Prime?
I don't know, some old guy.
Oh, well, I thought you
But she was like, exactly, Sean, right? She was, but still, I mean, I know his face.
I'm about to Google it.
But she said James Earl Jones was the voice of Optimus Prime. Oh my gosh, that deserves a slap, right?
No.
Like, that's just, you slap your bottom. Slap your own bottom.
I'll get somebody else.
Slap your bottom. There you go. Spank yourself.
That's no fun.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's no fun.
Go have another popsicle.
You want one for him?
No, I'm good. Like, nah, I'm... no.
No.
No. We're good. We're good.
I be saying that too.
No. Okay, we're freaking out,
we
you guys.
That's off
Trading Places.
Remember we watched that with our cousins?
From Christmas.
Yeah, that was so funny. And then we were all like, I never saw that part.
You have to hear it, like, with the volume is high, and you hear Eddie Murphy singing in the background. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's like one of my all-time favorites.
So the Hoff said, what about Spider-Man? Spider-Man.
Oh yes. I remember the Spider-Man. Yeah, original. Yes. They used to come on after school too.
It came on Saturdays. I don't remember it after school.
I loved Spider-Man. Yes. I want to be like Spider-Woman, but they didn't have
a Spider-Woman.
I know.
Spider-Man in tights.
I know. But wouldn't it be cool, Spider-Woman? Like, I could have like a silhouette and be
Dan Aykroyd. Yep. Eddie Murphy said, great movie. Yeah. Yep.
What's your favorite part when they're in the train and they're going to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love?
Oh, it's Lionel. I remember you, Lionel. I'm from the highest school.
And he had that little thing.
Beef jerky time. Yeah. Merry New Year! Yeah.
Oh, so funny.
Okay. So, you guys, we've been on for like an hour. So, we have to go. I have to go home.
We're going to talk about movies next time. Yeah. We're going to just have a list and just be laughing about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about movies next time. I don't know, maybe Friday or Saturday or something.
Yeah.
We'll get together.
Yeah.
So, you guys, please subscribe.
to positive enlightenment, so you guys know when I'm coming on. You can follow me at, oh, thank you, Hoff. Oh, of course, we cannot forget about James Bond. That's a whole different topic. Oh, yeah. We will talk about, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you guys for joining us. And so you can follow me. Go to my website, positiveecs.com, and we'll let you know what's going on. So, you guys, thank you. It's been so fun talking about everything. We're crazy. So, we will talk to you guys later. Say bye.
Bye. Peace and blessings.
All right. See you guys. Good night. Oh, don't forget. All right. We can't forget about the Hoff. Don't forget about the Hoff. And we're going to watch Knight Rider tomorrow, too.
I'm watching Comet Channel as soon as we finish.
Yep, charge. All right.
Comet, oh, my gosh.
Bye.